Thank you all for coming out this morning and braving the Giants' victory celebration last night. We all made it through, I see. Well, this study will be published in an upcoming issue of Journal of Interpersonal Violence. If you want to look for it, I'm happy to give you my card and I can send you a copy of it. No relationships to disclose. So a little bit of background on this. There has not been too much work done on bullying and violent victimization among high school students. We know among middle school students, about 43%, and of high school students, 22% experience bullying each year. Among those being bullied, a wide range, 4% to 15% report being physically injured as a result. It's likely because the definition of bullying has not been consistent across studies, and so some are verbal teasing, while others are physical in nature. So that has been a problem within this body of work. We do know that there is a significant impact of violent victimization among youth. Many studies have reported things such as increase in suicidal ideation and suicide, drug and alcohol abuse, feeling unsafe at school, depression, anxiety, skipping school to avoid victimization. And you can imagine all of these things do not set a person up well for achieving in the classroom. So victimization in the form of bullying has been examined as a risk factor for poor academic achievement, but mainly among elementary and middle school students. Little research has been done to look at more violent forms of victimization that this study looked at, and that may be particularly relevant for high school students, because there's a logically, when you think about it, in all likelihood, as a person gets older, when victimization and bullying happens, it may be more severe in terms of violence. So you have to put on your epidemiological hats for this study. We looked at the influence of violent victimization on academic achievement among U.S. high school students. And we used the 2009 Youth Risk Behavior Survey conducted by the CDC every 2 years. This is a surveillance system that collects data on 9th through 12th grade students across the United States and has been ongoing for quite a while now. The 2009 was the latest data that we could get a hold of. We measured academic performance by the following question: during the past 12 months, how would you describe your grades in school? And the response choices range from mostly A's to mostly F's. And we collapse those categories together to where we have mostly A's and B's, mostly C's, and mostly D's and F's. Our victimization items ask the following: whether or not they were injured in a fight in the past year, if they were bullied on school property during the past year. Bullying was fairly broad in scope. It included both teasing and also physical bullying that was repetitive. Whether or not they were threatened or injured with a weapon at school in the past year. And then for female adolescents, we looked at intimate partner violence during the past year and sexual assault lifetime, which the way the question was worded really looked at rape lifetime. We used a multinomial logistic regression with academic achievement as the dependent variable and the victimization variables as the predictor variables. We also adjusted for grade level and race in the model. One problem in the past with this body of research is they have not looked at truancy. And so some have suggested that while victimization may in fact impact academic achievement, maybe it's because the kids are skipping school and not going to school because they feel unsafe. So we included this as a covariate in our model, and what we found was pretty interesting in relation to truancy. And the YRBS requires that you use weighted data. It's a cluster sample design, so the bottom line is the results that we get are generalizable to the United States population of 9th through 12th graders. And we looked at model fit, collinearity diagnostics. And so here's our results. These are the prevalence estimates for our victimization variables, with males in the red, females in the blue. And you can see with injured in a physical fight, about 5% of males, 2.2% of females reported being injured in a physical fight in the past year. Almost 10% of males and 5% of females report being threatened with a weapon on school property in the past year. About 20% report bullying in the past year at school. 5% males and females report being absent due to safety concerns, so they're skipping school because they feel too unsafe to go to school. And then for females, 10% report being raped in their lifetime, which I think is, frankly, a staggering number. And we have about 10% that report intimate partner violence from a boyfriend or significant other in the past year. So these are our findings for males. This is males only. The significant findings are highlighted in yellow. And perhaps for some of you who aren't familiar with epidemiology, I'll interpret some of these for you. If you look at the first one, injured in a fight in the past year, what this is saying is that when you compare students who make mostly A's to students who make mostly D's and F's, the students who make mostly D's and F's were twice as likely to report having been injured in a fight in the past year when compared to students who were reporting that they received mostly A's. And so as you go down the list here, we can see that threatened with a weapon at school was a significant predictor for both mostly C's and mostly D to F reporting students. And then the strongest predictor was absenteeism from school due to safety concerns, with almost four times greater reporting that they received mostly D's and F's compared to the students who reported mostly receiving A's. And then we saw similar patterns for females. Females were, in terms of mostly D's and F's, the bullying predictor did come out to be significant, albeit barely, with 1.5 times more likely to report receiving D's and F's compared to students who reported receiving A's. And then also absent due to safety concerns was 1.6 for those who received mostly C's. And the intimate partner violence and sexual assault variables were also significant predictors. And those were the strongest predictors for females in terms of comparing the mostly D and F students to the mostly A students, with being about twice as likely to have reported being a victim of intimate partner violence or sexual assault. So what do we find overall? We found that victimization was negatively associated with academic achievement for both male and female adolescents. We don't really know why girls who were bullied were significantly more likely to report lower grades when you compare them to males. But for future research, it might be interesting to look at patterns of victimization. Perhaps males bully differently than females, for example. It may be more repeated or more severe. We don't really know, but that's something to consider for future studies. Previous research has indicated that low academic achievement may be due to skipping school as a result of experiencing victimization. While we found that to be true, particularly for males, which had a very large, almost 4 times more likely odds ratio, the current findings suggest that even when you control for skipping school due to safety concerns, victimization variables still are predictive of lower academic achievement. And so I think what we have here is we have students who are obviously victimized, which would cause a great deal of stress, and in addition to perhaps linking up with suicide, depression, anxiety, etc., it's very difficult, of course, to perform well in the classroom. Your mind is likely on other things, as you can imagine. And our findings were consistent with previous research that focused on bullying among elementary and middle school kids, in that victimization likely does not dissipate with age or as kids progress into school. So it is a problem for some kids from likely elementary school all the way through their academic career. Some of the limitations with the YRBS, obvious response bias, so things like not answering the questions correctly. The questionnaire has been validated and has been reliability tested. There's a potential for misclassification of grades. We went back and looked at the literature on this, and what we found was that lower achieving students are the ones who tend to misclassify themselves, and when they do, they tend to overestimate the grades they are making. If that occurred, then likely what that would do is bias our findings towards the null, and so our findings would be more conservative estimates. This is a cross-sectional study, so we cannot tell temporality from this, so we don't know which came first. Does violent victimization lead to poor grades, or possibly are kids who are failing academically more likely to be victimized? We can't tell from this study. And we're also missing dropouts, who are likely the most at-risk students, because the YRBS is an in-school survey, and so we are missing a group of students who have dropped out of high school. Some of the implications for students who are failing academically: teachers, administrators, counselors may want to consider school victimization as a culprit. Some students may not want to report that they're being victimized for fear of retribution, or maybe they're ashamed. And so counselors, teachers should be attuned to this and perhaps start to inquire. While we have found that health risk behaviors have been associated with a variety of risk factors, the exact nature of the relationship is not really known. So there is further study needs to be warranted, in particular cohort-based studies. And it's a good idea, while we have a body of research looking at bullying, I think it's probably a good idea to start to tease out specific types of bullying and be a little more targeted in our research so we can see which victimization patterns have the greatest potential and effect on academic achievement.